Republicans think history is on their side this election. Democrats took power in the Wisconsin legislature during the National Democratic Wave elections of 2006 and 2008. State GOP Director Mark Jefferson says Republicans could be the beneficiaries of a nationalized election this time around.
If we continue the trend of Assembly and Senate seats getting caught up in a national mood, I think that bodes very well for Assembly Republicans and Senate Republicans.
Democrats don't dispute that this is a challenging year, but Assembly Democratic Campaign Committee Director Nicole Caruso says it's ultimately the campaigns you run and the candidates you field that win elections at the local level.
You know, these are the people that you shop at the same grocery store with and your kids play soccer together. I mean, these are a lot more about the candidate, and we feel really good about the candidates we have on the ballot.
In the state Senate, five races will likely decide who's in charge next year. Four involve freshman Democrats. In Wauwatosa, Senator Jim Sullivan faces GOP Assemblywoman Leah Vukmir. And in Racine, Senator John Layman faces County Supervisor Van Wongard. The Republican Party's Jefferson likes the GOP's chances there.
I think those two races could have a lot to say about who controls the Senate.
In western Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls Democratic Senator Pat Kreitlow and Alma Democratic Senator Kathleen Vineout are also vying for re-election. Kreitlow against former Republican Assemblyman Terry Moulton, and Vineout against Ed Thompson, brother of former Governor Tommy Thompson. Republicans are campaigning on issues like taxes and government spending. Senate Democratic Campaign Committee Director Corey Kozlowski says they're the same issues the GOP runs on every election. He says Democrats are happy to have the discussion.
Our folks are proud of their accomplishments. They've made some tough decisions in some very tough times, and I think people respect that, and I think they're going to respond.
Democrats are also taking a shot at flipping an open Senate seat in northeast Wisconsin held for three decades by retiring Republican Senator Alan Lassay. Vying to replace Lassay are former Republican Assemblyman Frank Lassay, no relation, and Kimberly physician Monk Elmer. Democrats hold 18 seats right now and need at least 17 to keep the majority. Summing up the state assembly is a lot harder, thanks to all the open seats and efforts by both parties to pick off incumbents from the other side. Democrats held 52 seats last session and need at least 50 to retain control. Assembly races are more localized, but it's a safe bet candidates will be hitting on themes like this one from the GOP's Jefferson.
Our focus is on jobs and turning the economy around, and the best way to do that is to get a handle on government spending and debt.
Or this one from the Democrats' Caruso.
This election's really going to be about whose side are you on, and our candidates are definitely on the side of working families.
The fight for the assembly will be waged in three geographic regions of Wisconsin. The Northeast, it could be vital for Republicans. They're going after several seats, including the open district in Kaukauna, vacated by Democrat Tom Nelson, and the seat won 2 years ago by Francis Creek Democrat Ted Zygmunt. Democrats are on the offensive against Republican Gary Bies of Sister Bay. The Northwest, Democrats think this could be the year they finally beat Medford Republican Mary Williams, a near miss for them in the last two elections. Republicans are targeting several seats, including one left open by Rice Lake Democrat Mary Hubler. And in the South and Southwest, Republicans are aiming for the seat vacated by Dodgeville Assemblyman Steve Hilgenberg. Democrats are shooting for an open seat held for the past several years by Republican Brett Davis. Davis always performed well in what is by most other measures a Democratic district. Or as Caruso puts it,
Brett was kind of the one Republican everyone would vote for when everyone else they were voting for was Democrats. Now they have a reason to vote for a Democrat as well.
There are several other seats like Davis's that look good on paper for Democrats. The question is whether any of the usual metrics still apply in 2010, a year where Republicans say the landscape favors them. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.